Hello there, this is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, bringing you the weekly insurance news wrap. This week, we look at two major stories shaping the industry landscape in Australia. First off, we steer our view towards our fellow insurers across the Tasman in New Zealand. The Insurance Brokers Association of New Zealand is issuing a stark warning over some proposed changes to the emergency services funding approach. The alarm is significant, and here is why. These changes could potentially lead to higher non-insurance risks for commercial properties due to substantial levy increases. Mel Gorham, IBANZ's chief executive, suggests that premiums could become less accessible, resulting in more underinsurance or lack of coverage. When the new system ticks into effect from July 1, 2026, the shift from indemnity value calculation to sum insured calculations might result in levy increases of up to a staggering 400% if buildings are to remain properly insured. Furthermore, these proposals could widen the net of levies to cover assets less likely to require Fire and Emergency New Zealand services, leading to a cost increase for entities like search and rescue helicopters. This cautionary tale from New Zealand serves as a prescient warning for us here in Australia to remain vigilant of potential reforms and their impacts. Now, let's focus back onto our home turf. The Insurance Council of Australia is engaging with the government to find immediate resolutions for the escalating insurance costs, notably in areas susceptible to flooding. To this end, a task force named the Insurance Affordability and Natural Hazard Risk Reduction Task Force is set up by the Department of the Prime Minister and Cabinet. ICA's CEO, Andrew Hall, emphasizes the urgency. According to a report by the Actuaries Institute, there are approximately 171,000 households wrestling with severe affordability problems. The proposal seeks to strike a balance between offering assistance and preserving market stability. And while timelines have not been outlined, progress is anticipated via the government's task force. Remember, for all your personal and business insurance needs, visit financialservicesonline.com.au. That wraps up our look at the major insurance industry news this week. I'm Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online. Keep looking ahead.